For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week, Pastor Holland began a two-part message examining Samson and his dependence on God. Both in his victory and in his desperate thirst, he was dependent on the Heavenly Father. We too must seek revival from God, that we may be used for his service. We will now join Pastor Holland as he returns to the book of Judges for the conclusion of his message entitled, Are You Thirsty?
You know, we better never fail to recognize God in all his work. And so here we find Samson. He's giving him a compliment. He talks about, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. I didn't do it. It was you, God. Those 1,000 men could have slew me. Those 1,000 men could have took me up, strung me up, and hung me up, and carried me away. But he said, God, you, and you alone, are the one that gave me victory. Could I say to you today, I'm here today by the help and the strength of God. More than anybody in this building, I can truly say that I need God today more than I've ever needed Him before in my life. I need His hand upon me. I need His blessings upon me. I want to be faithful to Him. But notice, with me if you would, another thing that He said, into the hand of thy servant. He acknowledges that He's a servant. I'm grateful that we have the privilege of serving God. I'm just a mere, meager preacher of the Word of God. Now, when I say that, I'm not emphasizing the meagerness of the message, but I'm talking about the fact that I am the one that gets to preach the Word of God. But I understand today that I'm just a servant. Friend, I tell you today, I don't care whether it's driving a bus, I don't care whether it's sweeping the floor, I don't care whether it's opening the front door to let visitors in, I want you to know today that all of us are nothing more than servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need His help and strength more than anything in all the world. And then I want you to notice the scorn that would follow if he perished. He said, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. He's talking about the Philistines. He knew that if he died of thirst, the Philistines would be rejoicing. They say, what about it, Samson? Where's your God? Your God wasn't even able to give you something to drink. He recognized that it was all by the power of God. He recognized he was a servant of God, but he also recognized if God didn't intervene, he was going to be made a spectacle. He's going to be laughed at. He's going to be talked about. And I tell you today, what he needed more than anything was he needed reviving. He needed a spirit of refreshing, cool, clear water. I'm not talking about the physical kind. I'm talking about the water of the Word of God and the Spirit of God that moves in our midst. You remember the psalmist? David said in Psalm 85, verse 6, he said, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I tell you today, we look around and there's people with long faces and sad faces and discouraged faces. But oh, today that we might pray, wilt thou revive us again and restore to us the joy of our salvation? I tell you today, I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. I'm glad to be a part of a church, and I'm glad to be able to preach the Word of God. Then thirdly and lastly, the plan for being revived. Revival always comes, listen to me, through God's provision. There was nobody else who was there to do it. God intervened, and God gave him exactly what he noticed. First of all, we noticed the provision of water from God. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. It was God who provided. It was Samson who desperately needed it. Samson could not provide for himself. Many times we have the idea that if we have the right preacher and the right singer and the right songs, then revival will break out. Friend, it's not. It's in the fact, it's not in the singers, and thank God for them. And it's not in the preachers, and thank God for them. And it's not in the facilities, and thank God for them. But revival is by the provision of God to revive us and to restore us to the place that we need to be. But only God can bring revival. Only God can revive my spirit. When the world seems to turn against you and your friends seem to forsake you, and even family wants nothing to do with you anymore, be reminded today that God and God alone is able to strengthen you and meet your needs if you'll put your faith and trust in Him. I love my life verse that I chose years ago, Philippians 4:13. It said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, God's not limited to circumstances. Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad today that He can do whatever needs to be done to meet our needs if we'll trust Him. Then we see the partaking by the water by Samson. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he was revived. God does not work miracles when we do not need them. God gave him what he needed when he needed it at the worst time. Samson could have had that water, but what did he have to do? He had to drink it. God gave it. God provided it, but it was up to Samson to turn it up and to drink it. The weak, strong man, John Butler calls him. God does not spoil us as His children. God will see to it that we have to exert plenty of responsibility and go in to receive His provisions. That's why Jesus died for the sins of the world, and He makes no man except salvation. You can sit here today and be as lost as you can be. But friend, today, if you walk out of here lost today, it'll not be because God didn't provide, because He's made a way for everyone. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But it'll be because you made a decision that you would not drink, obviously, of the water, the provision that God had provided for you. You see, mankind needs spiritual revival. We need the water of the Word of God. God has given us the Word to meet our needs. I remember years ago as a young boy, I got away from God, but I remember when I started going back to church, it was the Word of God that quickened me. It was the Word of God that got a hold of me, and I knew what I needed to do. I knew what I had to do. And truly today, we ought to pray as the psalmist prayed in Psalm 119, verse 107. I am afflicted very much. He said, quicken me. Same word means revive me, O Lord, according to Thy Word. You know, I've seen people and they go through problems, difficulties, tragedies, deaths. And they say, I don't feel like going to church. I'm going to tell you, when tragedies come in my life, there's no place else I wanted to be than the house of God, hearing the Word of God. Friend, today, sitting at home, even though friends may come by and comfort you, friends may come by and pray for you, it's not like being in the place where God can speak to you through the preaching of the Word of God. It's a sad decision to determine you just don't feel like going when that's the only place you can get the provision that you need to meet your need. And then lastly, with this, I close, the product of being revived. Something happened. He was revived, and the very next thing he did was judge Israel. This was great, important, because what we see is the product of revival. If we're truly revived, we'll see evidence in our life in everything we do. Revival is simply a renewal of obedience to the things of God. God does not save us, free us, revive us, or bless us in any way without service being in His mind of what He wants us to do. Why would God revive me if I was going to quit on Him? Why would God revive me if I wasn't interested in doing the work God called me to do? R.G. Lee, great Southern Baptist preacher, famous for a sermon, Payday Someday. He said, if all the sleeping folk will wake up, if all the lukewarm folk will fire up, if all the dishonest folk will confess up, if all the disgruntled folk would cheer up, if all the depressed folks would cheer up, if all the estranged folk would make up, if all the gossipers would shut up, if all the true soldiers would stand up, if all the dry bones would shake up, if all the church members would pray up, then could we have a revival. There's a lot of truth in that fact today. Response to the Lord's true reviving of a heart. And then next and lastly, the reality of true revival. When we experience revival in our life, there's two things I want you to note with me today, is readiness. The revival brought a change in Samson's heart. It readied him to judge Israel. Friend, God allows trials, difficulties, and things to come into our life in order that He might prepare us. I truly do not glory in the tragedies and sorrow that I've experienced in my life. Hardest thing in the world is to lose a child, and I did. Hardest thing in the world is to lose a sister very tragically, and I did. And I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me. You don't have to feel sorry for me. But I tell you, through everything God's ever done, I believe He was doing nothing but readying me to be a servant for Him. There's things that I could not have understood. There's places I could have never walked had God had not allowed me to walk there in order that I might feel the pain and know the heartache and the disappointment that comes with it. God wants us to use it for Him, and sometimes He revives us always that we might serve Him. I like what it says in Psalm 23, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then we see his rejection. Friend, today, Samson was rejected by his own nation. How often it is men reject God. I've seen churches that would not call a man of God as pastor unless he had been to seminary or been to Bible college. And by the way, I did go to college. But I don't believe that that's something that necessarily qualifies somebody to be a pastor. I think there's some preachers that probably never had more than an eighth grade education, but they went to the school of the Word of God, and God used them in a mighty way to preach and minister to people all around. 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Though we are weak, God is strong. Though today we are thirsty, God has good news. It's like the thirst from a far country. God can use us when we humbly make ourselves available for Him. If you want to be revived, truly today, if you'll come to Him, He'll revive your soul. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2, as the heart, talk about the deer, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the loving God. When shall I come and appear before God? Are you thirsty this morning? Really, are you thirsty this morning for revival in your heart? I'm not talking about a revival meeting. I'm talking about a reviving of God restoring to you the joy of His salvation. If you're here today and you've never been saved, wouldn't it be wonderful today to be raised from the dead? Because He said, "In you hath He quickened who was dead in your trespasses and sin." I'm grateful today that if you're thirsty, if you'll come and get a drink, He'll revive your heart and restore your soul and give joy and peace in your life. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the Word of God. Lord, we thank You that it's quicker, powerful than any sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I ask now that You would take the message. Help us to think about that question. Are you thirsty? But friend, there's nothing greater than coming to the place where God can work in and through our lives. Have Your will and way, we pray in Jesus' name.
Samson looked to God for salvation from the Philistines and for the reviving from his thirst. God sent His Son to earth that we might receive salvation from an eternity in hell. We must accept the gift of salvation for eternity. Additionally, we must seek the Scriptures here on earth so that we may be revived in the work of Christ. Are you thirsty for the things of God? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.